Are you enjoying the show? If so, don't forget to follow Hoodoo and Chill on Apple and Spotify and leave us a 5-star rating. Would you like to attend an uncut, unedited, live taping of Hoodoo and Chill podcast? Then don't forget to follow Hoodoo Conjure Rootwork on the Clubhouse app and tune in live Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Also, if you like the content and want to help our ministry grow, please support us by sending a donation of love. The link is in the podcast description. Now, back to the show.
Buenos dias, good morning, bonjour, jambo, and all of those amazing and great things. And of course, grand rising, my people, we are here today with another amazing show, a follow-up to Magic Mondays Part 1, which was What Do You Need to Hoodoo? And we are here continuing on this series and this journey with our audience, our family, and our friends. And of course, with me as always, my partner in crime, as well as love and light, our hoodoo voodoo goddess, the beautiful, the lovely Miss LaToya Alexander.
Good morning. Good morning, grand rising, everyone. Good light. Bon mercredi. Je suis aussi avec ma magnifique Sir Bayo. And I love him so dearly. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Well, good morning, Toya. Thank you so much, of course, for that introduction. As always, are you excited about continuing on with part two of this journey? I know I...
You know, part one was so good. And it, chords were hit during that message. And if you guys missed it, it is on the podcast and you can listen to that. I'm very excited to continue on with this. Because as I said, I love going back to the basics. I like going back to the basics as a refresher, as a reminder, and for those who are just starting the journey and who don't quite know where to start or what to do to start.
Magic Mondays was amazing. And of course, if you did miss out on part one, no worries at all. Please take the time to visit our website, www.hoodooconjurerootwork.com, where you can listen to a lot of our previous episodes, as well as on Anchor and Spotify as well. If you want to go ahead and listen to part one of this episode, we welcome you to do so. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump on into today's discussion, which is a follow-up. And what is on the next thing that is on our journey into what you need to hoodoo? Well, at this part of our journey, we've already spoken about the time and the space that you need. We've spoken about the Bible that is needed. We've talked about the open heart and attitude, and you've done all of those things, and we are so great. So now, what is the next most essential thing that you would need to continue your journey? Well, divination. And divination is one of my favorite aspects of our practice, because I feel like divination is just so important. And I'm not speaking about fortune telling, and I will explain the difference in the two. I'm not talking about when you are pulling from your own intuition, because a lot of you love to brag on, I'm an intuitive, and that's great. That's pulling from your own intuition. And some of you do walk with a very, very heightened level of intuition versus some of your peers. But divination isn't just about your intuition. Divination is about getting the truth from spirit, from your ancestors, from your deities. Even though deities are not necessarily used in hoodoo, when it comes to divination, they are a part of that. Divination is not pulling cards, trying to get an answer. Divination is not about pulling from your own spirit or what you perceive to be right. And this one is going to wake a lot of you up. Divination is not even about your own emotions. Divination is about the truth.
I think that we have gotten so far away from this key factor when practicing. We've been told what to do. I mean, we live in an era where we see these TikTok videos and Instagram videos, and they're telling you, do this, do this, do this. And you just do it. That's not how this practice works. Why are you coming to someone else and asking them questions and looking for direction and things of that nature when you have not consulted the source? When you have not gotten clarity and confirmation from the source? How are you going to grow yourself, grow your practice, if you all you're doing is just listening to this person, that person? It's almost like a relationship. When they tell you you're with your guy or your girl or whatever, and they're saying, oh, come to me. Don't go outside the relationship to ask anybody else questions. Come to me, because I'm the source. I'm going to be able to tell you exactly how I feel. No one else can tell you exactly how I feel. It's the same thing with divination. Nobody is going to be able to give you the direction and the confirmation like the source. Your ancestors, your guides, your deities, these are your source. And before you consult anybody or follow anybody, any video, before you go off on a whim and try to do anything, you consult the source first.
Last night, as we were doing class, and you know, my heart goes out to everyone who showed up last night for our Journey into Hoodoo Part 1. And if you missed that class, you will have an opportunity to sign up next month when we redo the class. One of my students asked me, she said, you know, am I supposed to use divination on other people? Or what if I don't feel comfortable, you know, using this with other people. And I really have a soft spot for this particular student because her heart is just so beautiful. And I said, thank you so much for just giving me such an authentic answer, because I think a lot of people confuse divination with fortune telling. I think a lot of people think that when they go buy their, you know, first pack of tarot cards or whatever you want to use, and you pull that reading that's telling you that you're going to be amazing, or maybe something in the reading actually did happen, that's great. They think that this is what we're talking about when it comes to divination, or they think that because you know how to do something, that your gift is supposed to be used for the public. And that's not always the case. You see, some of you, your divination skills will truly be at its peak when you are channeling that energy for yourself. Some of you have ancestors that are just so loving. It's almost like they are selfish when it comes to your energy. And this is where that open heart and mindset needs to come into play. That grandmother that's giving you that answer into the future may not want to talk to the public. She may only be there for you. So for those of you that think that divination is about you going out here and working with the public, that's not the case at all. My belief is that we all have the ability to get messages from a higher source. You know, now how clear those messages are or how deep you are able to go, that's just dependent upon your gifts. But the beauty of this practice is when you correlate that relationship with your ancestors, when you feed them and you love them, and you continually to come with your open heart, your openness about what you're going through, you not just sitting down with your grandmother when everything is right, but also opening up to your ancestors when maybe everything isn't right, when you're happy with them, and when you feel like maybe your ancestors could be doing more. I'm going somewhere with this. When you want real, authentic divination with your ancestors, you need to be honest with them first. Do you really think that your ancestors are going to channel all of this beautiful energy on what roots you need to use, or what's going to happen when you do this spiritual work, or how it's going to happen, or, you know, maybe so-and-so is getting ready to have a baby, or all of those beautiful messages that come from divination? Let's be honest, right? Do you really think that your ancestors are going to be open with you if you will not be open with them? There's a difference between you pulling from yourself and when a true divine source is giving you that message. And I hate to break it to some of you, but a lot of you talented readers and whatever you are not communicating with spirit. You have a higher level of intuition than most people, and you are able to get messages from your own spirit that a lot of people can't get. And that's great, but it is also very limited.
For some reason, part of us doesn't understand just exactly how powerful our ancestors are. Understand that they can see the pitfalls. They see things that we don't see. They understand things that we don't understand. They have advice that we haven't even thought of. So why would we not come to them for this? Why would you want to go out on your own, blind, with just your own feelings and your own intuition? So what are we divining on? We are divining on everything. From the smallest spell to the largest ritual. It is so important, people, in this practice, for us to have clarity before we move. For us to be able to actually feel confident in the work that we're doing and not questioning what we're doing, how we're doing it, how we're supposed to do it, what the outcomes are. You have all these questions. All those questions can be answered if you just divine first. Now, maybe they won't come through the way that you expect them to, but you'll get them. So why are we walking out there blind? I don't want to. I want some direction. I want some insight. I want protection before I start to do anything. And that is part of divination.
As my spiritual mother, Imani Fuqua, would always tell me, if you are not divining before you do the work, you are not doing hoodoo. You're doing something, but it's not hoodoo. This is where, as I stated in our part one of this, which you guys can check out on the website, that there is no karma associated with what we do, because every move that we make should be a move that came from your ancestors, which essentially came from God. You see, it's deeper than what people want to present it to you as. they want to hand you a pack of playing cards or a pack of tarot cards and say, okay, now go tell everybody the future. You're wrong. That's not it. You are being channeled by your ancestors to give you messages that are necessary. And if you're taking notes, write that down, please. Necessary. These messages are not by chance. These messages are not because your people think that you need to know this. This is not feedback that you should overlook. Your ancestors love you so much that they decided to mount you so that you would make the right decision and not harm yourself or someone else or make a wrong move that may ultimately destroy you. Why do you think after divination you feel a little drained? You might feel a little tired. You might need to take a moment. Why? This is why every time we say cleanse yourself afterwards. You've been mounted. You had a spirit on your back. One that loved you so much that said, I'm about to get on your back today because you need to know. Divination is not just playing those, turning those cards over, my people. Get that out your head, please. Divination is about love. As a professional reader, do you know how many times I've had people's ancestors channel through me? It was like, even when they had to tell them some of the most uncomfortable messages, I could feel how much they loved you, that they said, you say it exactly like this, because if you don't say it like this, they won't understand that it's me talking to them. And then you have that silent moment, and then your client will say, that's exactly what my grandmother would have said. Exactly. It's love. It's about the truth. When you approach your divination tools, and I don't care what you use, take your emotions out of it. You're not here to get an answer that you want. I said that. You are not here to get an answer that you want. You are here to get the answer that you need. Let's go back to part one. And if you did not hear that message, you really need to. Open heart, open attitude, open mind. Because if you cannot incorporate or assimilate to that mindset, divination will not work for you. You'll be pulling from your own spirit, pulling from your own erratic emotions. And sometimes you'll be right, and sometimes you'll be wrong. But I trust my ancestors and my spirit so much that I know that when I'm mounted, I'm not wrong. Period. Because I'm not speaking. I've removed myself. Spirit is here with us. You treat yourself as a vessel. You take care of yourself. You don't sit there and try to read and divine for 8 and 10 hours, damn near killing yourself. You take care of your vessel, my people. Because how can spirit use a broken or a dirty or an unclean vessel? Why do you think the spiritual purge is so important before we even get to this point? Some of you are out here divining for other people. Well, let me take that back. Some of you are out here fortune telling for other people, passing yourself off as diviners, and you haven't even dealt with your own stuff.
sitting at a reading table for 8 and 10 hours a day, telling people their life problems, haven't dealt with your own, and you think this is divination. You think that you are truly pulling from your ancestors or your deities who love you, right? It's not about getting the messages that you want. It's the ones that you need that will ultimately save your life. The messages that you need that's going to make sure that your work provides the result that you're looking for. Or to keep you from doing something that's going to mess up everything. So let's change our minds and our attitudes when we use the word divination out of our mouths. Because a lot of people, they don't even know what it means. I've said this before. If you are a fortune teller, I'm not knocking you. I think that there's a great place in the world for you. We need you. Some people don't want the truth. Some people want to hear what they want to hear. And guess what? There's a place for you, and there's nothing wrong with that. But please don't come sit at my table and tell me that you're divining. Because I'm going to say, no, you're not. You're not.
Understanding that there's a huge difference between just sitting there and flipping cards and seeing and hearing what we want to see and getting what we want. Actually, you're going to be more partial to getting what you want because you're going to try to pull that energy. You want it so bad, you're going to see what you want to see. You're going to hear what you want to hear. And that's not the truth. That costs you lives. That costs you money. Who wants that? Why do that? It's like your kids, right? Those of us who have kids or even nieces, nephews, whoever. You tell them what they want to hear, what they need to hear, not what they want to hear, like Sarah said, because they need the truth, because the truth is going to protect them, right? As hard as it may be to digest or hear at the time. As much as they might feel like you're picking on them or, you know, you're being mean. No, you're loving them. You're loving them so much that you are willing to tell them any and everything to make sure that they are protected, to help them make the right choices in life. That is what our ancestors do. That is part of divination. And we are divining on everything. Everything. Your ancestors love you. God loves you. Your spirit guides, they love you. They're not going to come with a harsh message out of being mean to you, for lack of a better word. Okay? That's not what they're doing. Everything that they're doing is to help you in some fashion. And like I said before, remember, they can see things that we can't see. They can see the pitfalls. What's going on around the corner. Their reach is so much further than we give them credit for. Because if we gave them credit for that, then why is there any question on whether or not you should divine before you work?
The truth is, totally, I keep getting melted when we talk about this because I was getting ready to move on, but Spirit said no. Mm-mm. This need to stick today. I don't know who I'm talking to in here today, but somebody ancestors that came through, and they said, "I'm trying to make you better because you keep holding yourself back." The truth is, I'm not getting on anybody right now. I'm trying to make you all more aware of how truly gifted you are. I'm trying to teach you how to tap in beyond surface level. I want to say BS, but we're recording.
but I need y'all to feel me today. Take your time. Let Spirit minister to you. We just came out of a holiday, right? Thanksgiving, and we talking about being thankful. Well, let me flip that. No matter what message that Spirit is giving you, I'm not talking about the ones that you pulling from yourself, the true messages that Spirit is giving you, be thankful. I don't care what my readings come out to be. I am thankful that Spirit loved me enough to give me the message. You got to learn how to decipher between what is truly just a horrible reading, even though I don't really think there are any, and when Spirit is really just trying to say, hey, this is what's going on. Fix it. Is divination so hard for us because we hate mirror reflection of ourselves? Do we prefer fortune telling because the truth, the honest, brutal truth is so hard to accept, right? It's easier to hear you are walking in prosperity versus if you want prosperity, you are no longer going to work at home. If you want prosperity, get up and move to another state. Going back to one of our previous messages about comfort zones, which keep coming up, fortune telling is a comfort zone. Pulling from yourself is a comfort zone. Because I'm going to tell you something. If every reading that you're getting is exactly what you want to see, baby, that ain't Spirit. That ain't Spirit. And when you find yourself flipping 13 and 15, 20 different cards looking for what you're trying to find, that's not a reading. You're studying the deck. You're studying the deck. Whatever answer Spirit gives you, accept it. Be appreciative of it. And focus on what that answer is. We are now going into the next module of this discussion, which is mentorship.
Mentorship is something that is another thing, just like divination, that a key component of our spiritual practice in hoodoo that has been overlooked and that has been downplayed. What do mentors do? They inspire you. They support you. They encourage you. You have mentors who strengthen whole communities. And when you are practicing hoodoo, or any spiritual practice for that matter, community is one of the key factors, because we're trying to change community. We're changing lives, lineage. We're breaking generational curses and things of that nature. So we need community to do that. Understanding that many of our traditions, that of hoodoo, other African ATRs, things are verbal. We don't have them written down. Our ancestors didn't have the luxury of being able to write it down. They may not have had the luxury to be able to articulate words so beautifully as all of us can right now. So all they could do was show you, tell you. Sitting with our mentors, with our elders, learning our traditions, our techniques, one-on-one. How much of a blessing is that? To be able to sit there firsthand and see the way that is actually done. We need mentors. And if you don't have one, baby, we just talked about divination. Divine. divine and find one. Better yet, you don't find one. Have the ancestors find one for you. And they will. But you have to be willing to put the work in. They will find the mentor that you need that will help you along the spiritual path, that will walk side by side with you.
Toy, I love that you said mentors inspire you, because that is a fact. Mentorship, you know, I said this morning, I said I was going to wake this up. I'm probably have to do a whole discussion about this, but I'm going to wake it up today, right? Mentors, some of people, when they approach this practice, because they know that hoodoo does come with a lot of workings and a lot of things of that nature, that's what they come looking for. And some people are truly just spell collectors. You don't want mentorship. You want to collect spells. And hey, if that's what you do, you guys know me, I'm not the spiritual police. I don't knock anyone on what they choose to do, but I just want to make you aware of the difference between someone who is just providing you work and recipes versus someone who is truly mentoring you, right? A lot of you already have mentors, because you're not going to just have one. A lot of you already have them. My first mentors were my grandmother and my mother. It was my mother that taught me about the importance of water. It was my mother that taught me about everything holds energy and the way you touch things and how you sit in things. And it was my mother that taught me about, you know, smoking out the house and all of that. It was my grandmother that taught me how to pray and all of the different things about my walk and all of this, that, and the third. Before I even got to my spiritual mothers and fathers who broke down the magic. You see, a lot of us have mentors and you still have them. And maybe you're overlooking them. But a lot of you have not had the doors open for professional mentorship because the ones in your lives you're overlooking. How often do you call your grandmother or just go and sit with her and ask her, tell me about your life. Tell me about your mother's life. How often do you call the ones that are available to you in the same way you want to open up to your readers and your practitioners? Do you open up to them the same way? Oh, Spirit just told me to hit y'all with this one. Some of your best mentors in your families are the ones that disagree with you the most. And those are the ones that we run from. Because they don't, quote unquote, accept everything that you have going on. They don't accept you, right? You don't want to hear the messages that they have to say because they, quote unquote, do not accept you. You know what somebody told me about acceptance? You ain't supposed to be accepted. You're supposed to be respected. And as long as somebody is respecting you, why are you turning down some of the knowledges and the messages that really can be coming to you? My grandmother does not approve of a lot of things that I do. Disapprove, tell me straight up, nope, don't like it, don't care for it, blah 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 blah. But the knowledge that she has, why would I turn that down just because certain things are not, quote unquote, accepted? Your mentor is not always going to agree with you. You and your mentor are not always going to agree. It's not going to look like this. Let's go sit in the grass and meditate relationships. Not. Truth be told, my mentors have taught me more about life stuff than magic. It was my mentors that showed me how to be a spiritual leader, how to run a spiritual business, how to conduct myself. You need to fix this and this, this, that, and the third. why do they do these things for you? Why should they be doing these things with you? Because magic is a responsibility. Why would I put this in your hands if this isn't correct? Your mentors are going to tell you things like, clean up your house. Go clean up. I don't like it in here. Why? Because you have to invite spirit into your home. Your mentor should be someone that inspires you. Check their life and what they have going on. I'm good at what I do, but I'm not for everybody. That's okay with me. That's why we have Toya and so on and so forth. There are so many different people, and spirit is going to align you with the energy that is for you. Because your mentor is not only just going to teach you the practice, but they're going to grow you, help heal you. They're going to love you. They're going to walk with you for a moment. And then they're going to let your hand go and say, if you need me, I'm here. But you go on and you be great. Because I have other babies that I have to teach now. It's not a forever. I mean, the relationship will be forever, but the hand holding, it's not forever. You and your mentor are going to form a relationship that is almost like a parent and a child, and that's how it should feel. They are going to love you just as if they birth you. They are going to help you, guide you, gift you. If your mentor is not gifting you and they're supposed to be teaching you about hoodoo, get them the hell away from you. That is not a good mentor. And you can tell them Seer Bayo said it. Because every mentor that I have ever had has gifted me and gifted me and gifted me. Not in money, but in the things that I needed. Here's this. I have a piece of Hijan root that you, the biggest piece that you ever seen, gifted me from a mentor and said, you will never find a piece this big and it's just for you. Certain cards and certain decks, they'll say, you know what, this was for you. Certain books, they will send you or gift you and say, you know, I knew this is for you. You know, come over their home and they're going to give you things and say, you need this and you need this and you need this. They may not even tell you what it's for, but you need it. But you yourself have to show yourself worthy as a student. Make yourself available, because it's not your mentor's job to make themselves available to you, especially when you have those of us who may be in the public a little bit and you don't have all that time. When you have time, take advantage of it. I pride myself on every time when I had the opportunity to learn something, I had my book, I was there. What do you need? When they called me, I came. Whether I had to drive an hour or fly, I'm there. That is how you prove yourself worthy of the secrets that they give you. If your mentor lives far from you, you need to plan a trip and go see them. Because hand in hand and up close and personal is so different. It's so different. And when you see them work in front of you, because you don't know where you're going to be. And if it wasn't for me showing up for my mother, I would not be here to this day talking to you.
So, you guys, are you seeing how the ancestors are kind of correlating with our mentors? Are you seeing how the practice of hoodoo is not all love and light. Are you understanding that if you're going to do this, you better have a pretty thick skin, because you're going to hear a whole lot of things that you don't want to hear. And that's going to come from your ancestors. That's going to come from your mentor. That might even come from group mentors. And when I say group mentorship, I mean groups such as ours. We may not be giving you that one-on-one, but we are mentoring you because we are teaching you. So there is mentoring in groups. We have one. Understanding that these things are essential and vital for you to grow as a practitioner. You can't skip over this stuff. You cannot skip over the ancestors. You cannot skip over mentorship. Now, whether or not you're going to skip over doing a mentorship one-on-one or whether you're going to do a group mentorship, that's up to you. But you need a mentor, a real mentor, not TikTok. Understand that we as mentors are going to tell you things that you don't want to hear, that you don't like, but we're doing it because we love you. Just as your ancestors, when you divine with them, are going to tell you things that you don't like and that you don't want to hear out of love. It is the same concept. It is the same thing. So with that, we want to invite you to our club too. If you're looking for mentorship, if you're looking for direction, we have a wonderful chat. We discuss and drop gems in there every day. It's a form of mentorship. And we all need it.
I just want to thank each and every last one of you for being here today. And your continued support of our message, of this ministry. I mean, we are watching this audience. We know who's here. And some of you are just here every single time we do this show. And this is why we dedicate ourselves and making sure that we show up. Because I feel like we are all on a journey together. To all of our listeners in the 12 countries that we are being listened to, from England, Jamaica, the Philippines, Argentina, Germany. Ooh, I can't even remember what else. And so on and so forth. We just want to say thank you to all of our listeners, to all of our listeners in all 28 states. And we're growing. This podcast is growing. We thank you all so much for being here and just allowing this ministry to grow. You are powerful. You are capable. Your magic is strong and it is fluid. You come from the best of the best. Revolutionaries, warriors, kings, queens, gods, goddesses, doctors, lawyers, medicine men and women, root doctors and root women, and so on and so forth. I want you each and every last one of you to step out today into your prosperity. Take back what was taken from you. And I release you each into the atmosphere.
Greetings. This is Latoya from HCR Love and Light Ministries. Are you new to spirituality and seeking either guidance or mentorship? Or maybe you've been practicing for a while and you need a place to call home. We invite you to join our family. Go to Hoodoo Conjure Wootwork.com to join the largest and fastest growing hoodoo network around. Here at HCR, we promote spirituality as a lifestyle and cultivate authentic practitioners on all levels. Check out the website and see what works for you. Do you need a mentor? Are you seeking classes? Or just access to the best hoodoo network available? We have a place for you. Join HCR Gold today.